Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Though the enemy may have his scheme, our God has a plan, a perfect plan, a plan of perfection, a plan that will last, a plan that will live. Be a part of God's plan. When you enter into the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, that's the beginning of the plan for you. You started your journey inside of God's plan. And God's plan for your life is great. And if you will look to Him and keep your eyes single and your heart sincere towards God, you have to protect your heart when it's sincere towards God. Because our enemy, Satan, is always trying to get us to look to something else, to do something otherwise, other than the perfect will of God. Endeavor to learn and live the perfect will of God. Well, preacher, I don't know how to do that. That's not important. Do you want to? Yeah, I want to do it. Okay, if you want to, God can work with you. And it's not going to happen in one day. Because if you trust with Him, if you trust in Him, you start a process that grows. And your life will grow just like His grow. See, one problem with power, if you're given power, it's harder to respect it than if you earn it. Now, when we look at Adam, he was made in God's image, in God's likeness. Adam and God have so much in common. They have more in common than Lucifer. Now, Lucifer was an angel that became Satan. He turned. But he was given more knowledge than Adam. He was created with knowledge. He didn't respect it. We grow into it. We come to God out of darkness. We may be the only creation of God that seeks Him out of darkness. There's a lot of deception here where we're born. And when you look at it for what it is, it looked like a man ain't got a chance. Because he has to believe on Jesus Christ that he can't see. And live his life accordingly. And he can't see Jesus. None of us who are alive now, we didn't see him die for us unless God showed us some kind of vision. Jesus can appear to us, and some people he do appear to. He appeared to me before. But that's not why I believe on him. I believed on him before he appeared to me. I believed on him before he talked to me, or before I could process that it was him. And I remember his warning voice saying, "You're on your own now." But I didn't process him like I do now. But I believed on him though I couldn't see him, just like you do, just like everybody does. And we're all challenged the same way not to believe on Jesus Christ. But when you believe on Him, that's the beginning of your journey inside the plan of God. Now, God had, there was a time when the Lord, the people that told you about Jesus, the Lord had to raise them up because He knew that they would meet you and help you understand Him. But you enter the plan when you believe. I entered the plan of God when I believed. But the people before me who taught me who He was, the Lord raised them up first. And my parents were one, were two of them, my father and my mother. Now, it's important to learn who God is and walk in His light. Otherwise, you don't have a chance. The enemy will lie to you And the only reason people go to hell, the main reason, the common denominator reason why people go to hell is because they believed a lie over the truth of God's word. Now, there's something that happened when I was a child. My dad was a Methodist pastor, a good one too. But the enemy tricked me. Every time I heard him preach, the enemy had me processing it. Well, that's for adults. And I heard the message. I heard everything that he said. My mind was on playing. Well, you know, Jesus came to die for us. That's good. We get to live forever, but that's for adults. And I did that every Sunday, every week, every year. And when I got older, it wasn't real to me because I never believed on Jesus. And I wanted to be a Christian when I got around 18 years old. 17, 18, I started wanting to do right, but I didn't think I could do it. And I've seen so many people, they even though they said they were Christians, they did other things. And I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that guy. If I'm going to do this, I want to be walking in God. It's too important. And I knew that when I was a child. My parents walked the line. They did what they were supposed to do. And most of the people that went to the church, they did the same thing. They were school teachers. They had businesses. They did important things. They had common jobs. But they loved God, and they did right. And in the neighborhood that I grew up in, I didn't see men cheat on their wives. Every summer afternoon, you'll see the men and their wives sitting on the front porch after they done cut grass or something. And you'll see both cars in the driveway. Nobody left at midnight. If we played out there late, you'll see both cars in the driveway. And I never saw none of them drunk. Nobody had to bring them home in a wheelbarrow and dump them in the yard. I didn't see nobody sleep in the alley. I saw stuff like that when I was grown, when I moved away from that neighborhood. The way we understand God, it stems from our first authority figures. That's why it's so important for adults to love God. Nobody can hide what's in their heart. So I wanted to do right, and I wanted to know that I would do right. And the Lord knew who I was. And I told my cousin, I said, you know, if I could just quit cussing, I want to get saved, but I want to make sure I can quit cussing and saying ugly words and thinking the wrong thing. And the Lord, and he said, you're not in a position to promise God anything. He said, that's why Jesus came to die to destroy our sin and make us like him. He explained it right. And I got saved. So once I got saved, my heart was right with God, but my mind was still the same. I had to deal with all the thoughts and the habits I always had. But I dealt with them scripturally. And I had to first learn the scriptures, then I had to learn to walk in it. And it wasn't easy. I didn't expect it to be. People told me it wasn't easy, but it's worth it. And it was. Because as you grow in strength, though, the things of the world, the things that the enemy attack you with, it becomes less important and it falls off your life and the word gets stronger, you get stronger, you change, and you find yourself doing things greater. You find yourself laughing at the things that used to trouble you. You find yourself walking in God's will when you knew you could not do that once upon a time. All of those things happen. And the Lord is coming back. And we're still dealing with end times. Now, this is another chapter under the subject of end times. He wants me to deal with tares and wheat. So we're going to look at the parable of the wheat and the tare. Because now is the time the Lord is sorting his people, and he's going to raise up people that will follow him. Now, this is a very important broadcast. You can listen to these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. So when you hear something that stands out to you and you want to hear it again, this is not your last chance. Go to newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is on the website. Now, he loves us. If you want to donate to this ministry, you can. It's 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. Living Letter Ministries, 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. All right. The Lord is true, and he called us to be true as he is. He's righteous, and he made us righteous so that we could be like him. One scripture said, let your light shine. Let it shine, because you're designed in his light. And if you walk in the world, you just let it shine. Don't compromise. And then be the salt of the earth. Endeavor to be like him. When it comes to light, you don't have to do anything. You were made righteous. But to be salt, you have to do God's word. Learn God's word and do God's word. If you want to defeat Satan in any category, learn God's word and do God's word. And I'm telling you, the world operates in total opposition to God. So you're going to learn things in opposition to what you learn in the first place. When it comes to the world, when it comes to God, you're going to unlearn the world and learn God. You're going to replace the evil, negative activities of the world with the life of God found in the word. Now, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They come to you looking like God's people, but on the inside they're satanic, like ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not good fruit, that bringeth not good fruit, is hewn down, cut down, and cast to the fire. Because God wants trees that are good fruit, that bear good fruit. Because they're the only ones that can produce life. If the Lord allowed an evil tree to stand in the place of a good tree, and people believed in the evil tree, then he'll have more bad fruit. Because tares are not Christians. They are sinners disguised as Christians. And the Lord can't ignore the problem that they cause. Now, and he's not going to. He said, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then when I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house on a rock. Now, the Lord is true. He's looking for truth and sincerity in his people. Tares happen to be among the wheat. The wheat are God's people. The tares are not. And he's not going to ignore the evil that they do. He's got a plan for it. They were Satan's scheme, but God has a plan to get rid of them. And it's going to work. So let me put it this way. If you go to a church and the doctrine is corrupt, you're sitting there trying to please God and do what's right and learn what's right, but something's aggravating you and you do not know what it is. And sometimes you may not hear the word preached like it should be, and it vexes your spirit, just like Sodom and Gomorrah vexed righteous Lot. You know, Lot was Abram's nephew, and he was sitting there he was living there in Sodom and near and Gomorrah, living in those, in that city. And they vexed his righteous soul. But if you go to a true church where they preach the word in its entirety and they preach it right with the love of God, you don't want to leave. But when they preach it amiss, you're sitting there and it's vexing your heart and you think that you don't know what to think. Because you went to church, you did what you were supposed to do, but something ain't right and you don't know what it is. That's when you're going to have to study the word for yourself. You're going to have to allow the Lord to lead you. And he's going to put you where you need to be. Now, God is going to sort out he's going to make a difference between his people and Satan's people. He's going to judge the tares and he's going to operate in the lives of his people. We love the tares. We love everybody because we love God. But he's going to do this. Even though we love him, even though we want to do right by people, he's going to make a distinction. And as you follow God, you got to change when he changes. Now, Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in your name? Now, they're doing miracles. Tares can do miracles. Don't get caught up in how many miracles a person can do. Because tares are going to prophesy. They're going to cast out devils. The main thing that distinguishes the wheat from the tare is his living faith in Jesus Christ and his endeavor to walk in God's word according to the word of God. But when people start looking at other things and not God, what happens to their heart? If they start compromising, compromise gets in their heart and it hardens it against Christ. I said, Lord, what's your definition of pride? He said, opposition. Saul was a very industrious person when we first met him. King Saul, that is. But when he started looking at the people, he did the opposite of God's instruction. He didn't kill all the Amalekites like he was supposed to. And he ended up dying by an Amalekite. And he ended up getting fired. God raised up another king, which is David, to replace him. Why? Because he started looking at something else. He should have stuck with the revealed will of God, spoken by Samuel, the man that anointed him in the first place. We have to obey God, or we can end up on the other side of the fence of God's yard, outside the plan of God with the world. This can happen at any time. Some people say, well, once saved, always saved. That's true if you stay in Christ, if you don't drift, if you keep your eyes single and stop looking at other people. It's not true for people who are listening to Satan's advertisement and running with it. Oh, we're out of time. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to teach those that love him and want to know him. He will help you learn who he is. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.